Here we go again, Matt. Not just with the podcasts. It's the 2015 season. None of this preseason stuff anymore.
Nope.
We're going again.
It's real.
It's getting real, real when you hear Whitesnake. Don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where we've been. And I know where we've been before because this is episode like
16.
15B.
16.
On the Talking Bear Football podcast here on WestBranchFootball.com. Again, without the fine donation of some of our sponsors, this wouldn't be possible, and you wouldn't be able to hear our voices each and every week of this coming season to talk about Bear football. And we know you want to do that.
I mean, is that a good thing? Or that might be a bad thing. Or
well, as
I don't
long
know.
As we get to an hour, Mrs. Geesey's going to love it.
Okay.
And you know, we've got some support of some new fans out there. Mike Westcott just got into town, and he said he's starting to listen to the podcast because he wants to get used to what's going on in West Branch,
yeah,
the new guy.
He's got to learn.
Well, what's going on this week is actual game. Last Friday, Matt, you were there. I was there. There were a lot of people. Actually, there were more West Branch people there than there were Mount Vernon people in the stands from what we could see. And the Bears in Mount Vernon, the Mustangs, played a no-contact scrimmage. It was the same.
I don't know
content.
If it stayed that way.
It's all. Once you start playing football,
right.
It's pretty tough to get right up and two-hand touch someone when you got pads on, you know. But it was.
Instinct takes over.
It was good. You know, I'm sure both teams, nobody pulled out their. If you're in a gunfight, you want to pull out your quickest gun. I'm sure nobody had the quickest fire. They just had one. They weren't pulling out everything out of the playbook. Let's be honest, right?
No, absolutely not.
Because you just probably in a scrimmage, as I heard a wise man say, doing that in a scrim, showing all these trick plays in a scrimmage is like playing zone defense in an all-star basketball game. Wise man, and you know who you are. I agree with that because it's a scrimmage. It's time you finally can look across the line, Matt, and see someone you don't actually know to go against because they know everything. They probably know the playbook, so in practice sometime they're going to stop plays a lot easier than maybe another team does.
Yeah, I think Friday night was really good just to see new faces, as you said, across the line. And, you know, the defense isn't going to know what play you're going to run and know what routes are going to be run on that play. So it's kind of a little bit better sign of, you know, how your offense is doing, how your playmakers can do. And if the plays that the team's calling are going to work against, I mean, not just any defense, but a class 2A defense as well.
Yeah, and it was neat, you know, to get the scrimmage. It was against Mount Vernon, who's coached by Lance Peterson, the son of Butch and Jenny Peterson, former Bear All-Stater. We know, you all know that story. And we played against Wilton teams that he coached and things. I mean, it's not the first time that's happened, but it's kind of nice to see that we can help each team, can help each team out. And if you really think about it, we've talked about it and you chronicled it as far as you're looking against other people that don't really know what's going to happen. It really is a game. And if you here's Coach Peterson, an interview we did with him is going to tell you this was a game for them. And here you go. Heading into the first week of the season, first game of the season, Lisbon, not an unfamiliar opponent. We're here talking with West Branch football coach, Butch Peterson. Coach Peterson, first game of the season, an opponent you know, but every time, every year, names change, people change, but systems kind of stay the same. But what are your expectations for this first game?
Well, the one thing I've always been impressed with as far as Lismore is concerned is they play extremely hard. They're very well coached. Ken Allison is a very good friend of mine, and it's a pleasure to play Lismore. They're going to give us a great opening test, and we're excited to play them.
Last Friday, there was you had a preseason scrimmage. It's the first of its kind. Usually it's a meet the teams, sort of a practice just to kind of showcase the West Branch only kids to the home crowd. This year had a scrimmage which might become the norm maybe here coming going forward, get a chance to play, see kids from another school, in this case Mount Vernon, coached by your son. What are some of the things you can take from that scrimmage to build upon for this first game?
Well, we kind of looked at that scrimmage as a game. I mean, and I think it's going to be a beneficial thing when we had our scrimmage against each other. We were kind of tired of going against each other all the time anyway, and to be able to go up there and play a 2A football school and that are very well coached and a very good football team. I would say they're one of the top 10 schools in the state of Iowa in 2A football, and we played hard and they played hard, and I think both teams benefited from that scrimmage.
What the benefits of a scrimmage are, it's a game situation, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you see different things, and we were bland. We only ran like 12 offensive plays because, you know, we knew Lismore was sitting in the bleachers watching, so we didn't want to show a whole lot. But, you know, we showed some stuff that we needed to work on. We found some answers on who some of the starters were for us on the first game of the year, so we were pleased.
You sort of stole my thunder on the next one. So there have been a lot of good battles, position battles going this year at quarterback. It's nice to have a little bit of depth at the offensive line. Coach Kyle Hageman's done a great job with them. Can you say that, I'm sure?
Oh, absolutely. Kyle's a great offensive line coach, played for the University of Iowa. Reminds me a lot of Reese Morgan, very calm, very quiet, but very thorough on what he does. And he still has a little battle going at center between Crawl and Rocha, and the tackles are still kind of up in the air between Ian Andrews and Cole Tysinger. But when you're that close, you know, you've got a little depth and you can play, maybe roll some people in and out, keep everybody fresh that way.
What kind of team do you expect the 2015 Bears to be? As we're headed in, you've seen a little bit in this scrimmage, as we keep mentioning, but heading into actually a game on Friday night, what kind of a team is this going to be?
I think we're going to be a pretty diversified team. We got one of the best runners around in Luke Lenock. We've been slowed a little bit because Devin Kindon jumped off a hay bale and hurt his ankle, and so he hasn't really practiced much in 10 days, but we get him back, and we moved Aaron Barnes from the receiver into the backfield, so Barnes can do the receiving part of it, and he can also do the backfield part of it, and so we have some depth there. We got some things going. Cooper Canning will be the starting quarterback. He was pushed early by Brandon Rummelhart, but Brandon got hurt and hasn't been able to do as much, and his arm strength is not back yet from his injury.
So, you know, first game of nine, we haven't really chronicled too much with you as far as some of the other teams that are going to be on the schedule, but the district, I think, is going to be a little bit more balanced this year. There's not going to be, perhaps, you know, three, four top 10 teams. It's going to be a little bit more balanced this year, that everybody's just going to be a dogfight, I think, week in, week out.
Well, I don't think there's any question it's the most balanced we've had in a while, and they have some good teams in this thing. North City will be strong. Al Burnett's going to be strong. I think Bellevue's going to be good. I think Durant's going to be a dark horse. They've got some really good athletes down there, so it's going to be a balanced league, and our second game against West Liberty will be at Donnybrook. It's typical West Branch, West Liberty battle on meet the throwback jersey game, so it's going to be a fun night. So we're excited about our upcoming schedule.
Then who are some of the kids that you're looking to this year? I mean, you don't want to pinpoint completely single kids out, but you've got seniors. It's kids that have played as sophomores, juniors, now seniors, that you look to be some of the leaders. So when this team is at its best, they're going to be leading that team. When they're at their best and when the team's not doing its best, they can say, hey, let's push.
The one really vocal leader that we have is Drew Finnegan, and Aaron Barnes is starting to step up and fill that role as well. Some of the other seniors need to be a little more vocal. Matt Shaver is fairly vocal. He's starting to become more of a vocal leader. So that's probably one of the weak suits of the seniors. They're all pretty good kids, and they're very quiet, and they need to start communicating and getting after people a little better as far as the vocal aspect.
Year 32 as a coach here in West Branch, head coach. You always stress community, you always stress family. What message you give to the fans, things that you want them to be ready for on Friday night?
Well, they, you know, just come out and support us like they always do. West Branch is a football town. It always has been and always will be. We need them there. We need them to be supportive and really vocal and pick our kids up, because we are kind of a work in progress. We're not where we need to be at this point, but we'll see. And as the season goes on, we hope that we can develop into a real solid football team.
Well, best wishes on Friday night. Best wishes of the season going forward, Coach.
Well, thank you very much, Jason. It's always a pleasure.
You know, and we also talked to linebacker, West Branch linebacker Coach Tyler Bailey, who, by the way, on Friday at the scrimmage, played back at home because he went to Cornell College. Man, he's an All-American.
It's true.
All-American up there at Cornell, one class at a time, by the way. And he was an All-Stater at West Branch. Well, he's now on the coaching staff as linebacker coach. And he had this to say about what the Bears needed to work on and what they need to shore up.
Tyler Bailey, right after the scrimmage here with Mount Vernon preseason. What are some of the things the team needed to do well and some of the things they did well?
I think we were aggressive. On defense, we did a really good job other than a couple bad plays, a couple long plays. We really held our own against a pretty good two-way football team. On offense, I guess we just need a little bit more time. You know, if we could actually run the ball, which is our strong suit, I think it'd play out a little bit different.
What does the team need to shore up the next 6-7 days before the Lisbon game?
I think we just need to find our offensive linemen, find our starters, and get some continuity and, I guess, work more together.
It's that old adage, Matt. When do teams make the most improvement? Between which two games?
The last one and the next one.
Game one and game two.
Game one and game two, I know.
You usually see the most improvement. And if you're looking at that last scrimmage as a game, I guess the Bears are going to improve on Friday when Lisbon actually comes to West Branch.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. So let's dive right into that. Kickoff time. Here we go.
Here we go.
2015 football season.
It's upon us.
It's here. And on Friday, it's live.
Stop.
Around 7 o'clock p.m. at the historic Little Rose Bowl. It's Oliphant Street Field.
At
rededicated
the Little Rose Bowl.
The Little Rose Bowl in 1949. But Oliphant Street Field at the Little Rose Bowl. Lisbon comes to town, coached by Kent Allison, I believe is in his 17th season of coaching. A good friend of Coach Peterson's, a good guy, you have a lot of good people in the coaching profession, Matt, but he's a really good guy. They took good care of us when we were up in Wilton. Or not Wilton, but Lisbon. We've been over there a few times too. Apologies to the Lions, but the Lisbon folks always take good care of us, and they're clean.
Yep.
They run a good program, and it's just another small town just like ours.
Absolutely right. Yeah, I always love this game, just not because it's the first game of the season we're starting to get going, but they're always a good challenge for us. Even though they're a Class A team, they always put up a wonderful fight just because they're one of the top teams in Class A. So it's always a good opportunity to kind of just get the ball rolling. No pun intended there.
No, please do. If they want to, no offense, Lisbon, but if you want to roll the ball, that's okay when you're on offense.
Right,
you can just roll it. Just put it on, just start, pick it up like a bowling ball instead of throwing it, just roll it on the ground. We're good with that.
We'll take it and run with it, yeah. So, yeah, it's as, and what this is probably what, like the fifth, sixth year in a row we've played them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always a good battle and a good way to get our feet wet and just to kind of see what we have, see what we can do, see what we need to work on and see what may have been working in practice but isn't exactly working in the game setting. So it's, you know, you mentioned and Coach Peterson mentioned that the scrimmage was kind of a game, but, you know, that kind of gets the players a taste. But the real thing is here. It's time to go.
It is. You've been working hard, basically practicing since the beginning of August. That's almost 4 weeks of practice already, plus off-season workouts, off-season captain's practices that every team is doing. And if you're not, you're falling behind. That's just the state of the game, the way it is. If you're not in the weight room and you're not working on conditioning and you're not having a little bit of captain's practice in the off-season, you're falling behind.
It's a year-round thing.
It is. It's a tough sport played by tough people, and not everybody can play this game. Coach Peterson will tell you that, and it's true. Mm-hmm. And if you're not really fully committed to playing football, you should probably watch it from the stands with the rest of your classmates, and there's nothing wrong with that. Lisbon comes to town with a record of 0-0. West Branch also 0-0. So this battle could be
unbeaten.
Built.
Battle of
the
unbeaten.
Battle of the unbeatens. Elizabethan proportions, I'm sure, are being considered. But gone from last year's team is not gone, I should say, is Jack Buteris, leading rusher last year for the Lions, returns. And he's just a junior, much like West Branch's leading rusher from last year, Luke Lenock, is only a junior.
Only a junior.
But gone for them. One guy that it's going to be tough to replace, not just because it's pretty tough to miss the guy because he's pretty big. Keegan Tridle started 4 years on the offensive line for the Lions, and he's gone. They have to find a boy to replace him. But they do return a kid, if I recall, a kid named Cole Jorgensen. His name's Cole, I think, number 55. And I believe number 62, Logan O'Connor, was also on the offensive line last year. And Justin Clark also had a little bit of time as well. Riley Scott might have a chance, number 75. We'll find that out when we get the actual menu slash lineup from Coach. Hopefully Coach will send that over to us for our Bearcast crew so they can be prepared for Friday night.
Sure. Yeah. So, yeah, and I think it's good that they're, you know, returning at least a good portion of that line. Because, I mean, it certainly is a good line, and I think we lost everybody on our defensive line, so it'll be good to see how our defensive line can stack up against an experienced offensive line, and just kind of see how, yeah, how this year's defensive line is going to be, just because there's so many question marks.
They need that barometer. Yeah, they need the pressure from that barometer reading, mm-hmm, to see. I mean, let's just throw that out there, because you don't lose an All-Stater, now Iowa Hawkeye football player, Jacob Giese, who's an Shrine Bowl player as well. Mm-hmm. Big John St. John next to him could take over a game almost any play as well at times. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. I mean, we're talking near 300 pounds of moving beef that we're moving the offensive linemen for 11 games last year. That is a lot to that's a lot to replace, but that's life at the small school, Matt. Yep. Attrition breeds tradition, breeds success, hopefully, in West Branch. And the guys that are going to do that, Ryan Grover will be in the mix. Cole Teisinger will be in the mix. There are going to be a few guys that are going to be in that mix and in that pool that defensive line coach Telly Zuniga is going to try and find his guys. And hopefully he can even find a rotation to keep guys fresh.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's the good thing. Just the good thing is that there's so many guys that could play the position or play anywhere on that line that everybody's going to stay fresh. You know, you have one guy that gets a little bit banged up. Next guy can go in and fill the void just fine. And just keep that rotation is going to be great, especially not just, say, in the third and fourth quarter, but in games 8 and 9 of the season, or if the Bears happen to go past that. Yeah. It's going to be huge, and I hope Telly can, you know, find a good mix and a good way to rotate guys in and out of there, and find kind of each guy can kind of find their niche position and play it well and learn it well. If not, learn other positions as well, just because it's going to benefit, yeah, so much.
You know, West Branch has to replace quarterback through for a little over 1,600 yards, 1,609, if memory serves, in Lucas Lamont, second most in program history. By 11 yards, he was shy of breaking the school single-season passing record, and he improved greatly over from his junior year to his senior year. That's a lot of leadership to replace.
Absolutely.
A guy that's going to be a key guy to replace on the offensive line for the Bears as we get moving into just really getting into the nuts and bolts of getting prepared for the first game. Matt McElrath at center, we've said it many times. You've heard us say it. It won't be the last time, or maybe it will. How many times did he have a bad snap the last couple years? One. How about in 2014? Zero. Matt's over there putting a one up and a zero because he knows, because we've talked about it and probably
seen it.
He was at every game.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I don't think I missed one.
Did you film some? You took some pictures. I mean, he was also watching it from behind the microphone. Great place for me because I have a face made for radio or broadcast or whatever you want it to be. But that's tough. I mean, that's something. But the guys that are going to be taking his place are senior captain Gabe Rocha or junior
Tony Rocha.
Or Gabe, I love you, man. But Troach gets all the love this year. Gosh, Tony, we're good pals. We used to be. Anyway, Tony Rocha, senior captain. as well as number 58, John Crawl. He's a junior, about 6'3", 6'4", weighing in at about 240 pounds. Last year, basically had the whole season off due to an injury, but he's been working his butt off in the weight room, which if you're not, you're not going to play anyway, so let's just throw that out there. I think both guys, and, you know, Tony has a little bit of experience at the varsity level. When one game last year when McElrath was a little dinged up, he got in there and did a good job. So from that perspective, he's got a leg up. But on the other perspective is whoever's performing the best, and you can't have bad snaps. Unfortunately, exactly. We saw a couple of those in the scrimmage the other night.
But. Yeah, exactly. I mean, regardless of, you know, seniority, captainship, you know, whatever experience, whatever it may be, whoever is snapping the ball the best and blocking the best is going to be the person that plays that position, you know.
Yeah, so whoever plays the best, performs the best in a practice or in a game situation are probably going to keep the spot.
Absolutely.
So across the line, the Bears have about seven guys that have been in the quote-unquote argument. I think the guys that are going to stick, returning two-year letterman, preseason All-Stater Drew Finnegan, team captain, preseason All-Stater. Congratulations to him for being named to that team, but I'm sure he'd rather be named to another All-State team. That would be the state championship team at the end of the year, but let's not. We have a long way to go before we can even get close to even talking about playoffs. Drew Finnegan at the left tackle, Ryan Grosvenor at the right tackle, Matt's favorite photo buddy.
Selfies.
Though it's not a selfie since two people are actually in the picture.
Well, it's a selfie of the two people.
Of two people. One, and you split screen it, and then you put it together, and it looks like it was just a picture.
You could do that.
So those two guys are going to be in the mix. We talked about the two centers, other guys. Jacob Barnhart, I brought him into the discussion, probably in the left tackle, somewhere in the left tackle or right tackle spot. Ian Andrews, the truck.
The truck.
Big Red, he's going to be in the mix. Dude, that kid, he's a big human, and he's working. He's in the weight room. I mean, that seems like a broken record to say. Cole Tysinger, after taking a year off, has come back in. And, you know, this summer, or over since we last talked about between basketball and football, I mean, he joined a very rare club in the weight room, for goodness sake. But we're not done yet, man. We're not done. We've got a lot. We've got a couple more roads to travel.
I was going to say that people need to send us in their score predictions.
Yes,
it's
they
that
do.
Time of the year again.
It is that time of year. We want those score predictions, Matt. Where can they send them?
They can just, when you're listening to this on westbranchfootball.com, just at the bottom of the page, there's a comment section, and you can just comment right there on what you think your score prediction is going to be.
And probably some other avenues they could travel to make that happen, too.
Yeah, you can... mention us on Twitter at WB Bears Football. You can write on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just search West Branch Football.
Email contact whatever. @westbranchfootball.com or contact at West Branch.
Nope, that doesn't
football.com.
work. Yes.
Not at westbranch.football. But he brought up the listening live. You can still, for those of you that can't be at the Rose Bowl, be it from geographical limitations, or you just have other things that you have to do, but you want to be able to hear what's going on, you can listen live on Friday night right here on westbranchfootball.com. Stephen Grace, play-by-play man for the Learfield Network, Iowa Wrestling's lead guy, is going to be our lead guy. You all know him in West Branch. He's a business owner at Main Street Suites. He and his wife own Main Street Suites. He's a Bear football player, and just love. He's good at what he does here. And man, it's nice to have that guy in our town. But Mike Quinlan sticking around as the color commentary guy, and throughout the season, we've mentioned it. Original voice of the Bears, original West Branch Bear voice emeritus, Jerry Flagel is going to be joining us on the sidelines, pulling up human interest stories, a la what they do for college games. But it's going to have all West Branch flavor. And it's all going to be brought to you right here on westbranchfootball.com at home. Thank you to Liberty Communications, Matt, for their generous donation of the internet service. So we are able to bring that to you live on the power of Liberty Communications right on the internet. It's just there aren't many small schools out there, let alone schools in Iowa, that have what we have, and we're thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
Some donations over the last year have made that possible.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that. We're still looking for help. We on the road games, we're going to bring it to you as well. But we got to purchase a hotspot for that. Unfortunately, not everybody's going to have a Liberty Communications or an internet company that's going to have internet connections straight up for the visiting teams.
Man, that'd be nice, though.
It would be. Hey, in this day and age, you'd think you would. I mean,
it's getting closer.
It's getting close. Who knows? It's getting close.
I think Cedar had it.
I mean, some schools don't even have indoor plumbing to go use a restroom, but those will be named, you know, later. At any rate, that's number one. First count at one. There it is. But that's the lead in right there. That's the last. Well, here we go.
All right.
All right, Bear fans, here we go. So if you want to help out with that, we've had donations that have now picked up all of our administration costs for the year and all the website fees and things. We need to come up with something for, I think it's about $150 to $200 to help with the Wi-Fi hotspot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't matter who that's through what company because they're not our sponsor. And so we can pick up those games so when we're on the road, we have a clear, uninterrupted connection. Mm-hmm. You're the guru. You're the tech guy. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. I tried to butter it up.
I think you got the lingo down.
Yes. It's many years of being schooled in the Matt Chenander School of Technology. Applications being approved right now. Yep. MCIT. There's MIT. This is MCIT. So if you want to help out with that, we would humbly appreciate it. So, Matt, score projection. You get the first chance this year.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot to draw from this year. Here's a funny side note for the Lisbon team. Mm-hmm. Their first game is against West Branch. Do you know who their second game is against? A familiar foe on the West Branch schedule this year.
West Burlington?
No, a little more familiar. Even in county.
Tipton.
North Cedar. Huh. So not only will they get to see us, they get to see our district rival, our district competition in week two. And you know what that means? We get to see, there's a barometer right there. I love that word, barometer. This is a barometer reading.
I think I see where you're going with this one.
Temperature in game one, and then we get to see North Cedar check theirs in game two. We can kind of use that as a barometer because 2 weeks after that game, there's West Branch and North Cedar play.
West Branch.
Hold on. Yep.
West Branch.
Iowa High School Association has confirmed that game will be in West Branch at the historic Little Rose Bowl at Oliphant Street Field. Score projections. Last year, you know, people are going, the team won 42-0 last year. And this.
And that was a surprise.
But what happened in game one of 2014 has no bearing on what's going to happen in game one of 2015.
No.
Because we've already talked about who's graduated, who's here, who's not. Mm-hmm. A lot of different faces and a lot of new places. Who you got?
I'm going to take West Branch. 35-14.
35-14, mm-hmm. West Branch. Mm-hmm. Any reason as to why, or is that just a score? I do like that you've got 35. Is that Devin Kendon's making all those extra points?
What vantage point do you want here, the offense or defense?
Whatever you want, take it.
The points we score, the points we allow.
Yes.
I know. I'm giving Lisbon 14 just because no idea about this defense.
Okay.
No idea. And my only reason for that is just losing people.
Okay.
I'm not concerned that we can't fill those gaps at all. It's just we don't know.
Okay.
And Friday wasn't enough of a, you know, viewpoint to kind of gauge that.
Could use barometer there.
Barometer. Okay, barometer.
That's the buzzword for week one.
All right.
Anyway.
Barometer. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. And I think we have too many offensive weapons to not score at least 35 points.
Okay.
You know?
That's acceptable. I agree with that.
All right.
But I don't agree with the score. I think the Bears are going to put up, you know, when they open the playbook up a little bit more, not all the way, because you can show a little bit, but you don't show it all. From what I saw in the scrimmage of the Bears running about, you know, a few plays from the playbook, they're going to be able to run the football
Well, there's no doubt about that.
They're going to be able to run the front. Right. Not just because, oh, well, you get a guy a ball, he runs, and that's what you do. But they're going to successfully run the football forward. It's not going to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust, or 4 yards, rather, in a cloud of dust, because you get 3 yards, you're short on fourth down by one. There's going to be some bouncing, and you know, if you watch from last year's, if the Lions come out in similar defensive setup, the Bears are going to take it. I think the Bears schemes are going to take advantage of that.
The first play of the game last year was, what, a 40-yard run or something like that?
Yeah, that was a 35-yard run. Yeah. And Lenock had 4 carries for 65 yards on the first drive. Just if memory serves, it's give or take 0 yards.
I trust you on that one.
We got lucky. Good guess. It's 4 or 5 carries. I know it was 65 yards on the first drive alone.
I trust you.
But really. So I just think I'm going to give him a little bit more credit, and I'm going to give Coach Peterson's defense a little bit more credit, even though it's a first game. And
well, I'm not giving them credit.
I know you are. I'm going to give them more. I'm going to say they're not going to give as many points. How about that?
All right.
Because I know you're giving them credit. So I'm going to say 41-6, West Branch.
All right.
And if you agree or disagree, let us know. Matt has already told you where you can do that. At the bottom of this podcast page in the comments section, you can do it via mentioning us at WB Bears Football on Twitter and on the West Branch Football Facebook page. You could, for this segment, you could also email us at contact@westbranchfootball.com. We'll leave it at that instead of the SID at West Branch. It's less letters, but I like the contact page
better.
It works. It's better. Right. contact@westbranchfootball.com.
All right, Jay.
Oh, your no. first this year. We're going
to
do this?
Yeah, we're doing it. We have to.
Who is the backlash. Your, who we is, got over. There's more support of this than there was backlash. So we're going to keep it around. Who's what?
Who is your pick to click for this game? You get to go first. Who's since I pick? Get a
score. You can put it on the board. No, we're not ever going there. My pick to click for this first game, to be quite honest with you, is going to be the safe bet. It's going
the West
to be. It's going to be the West Branch.
You can't say that.
You're right. I can't, but we got to dive into this.
It's not true to the game.
Well, let's be honest. When you're saying a safe bet on a pick to click in the first game of a season, you look at what you have returning. And I mentioned that last year has no bearing. Well, when the guy rests for 2,100 yards, it has bearing.
No,
and the offensive line is going to have bearing. So my safe pick to click, and the only time I get to use it in 2015, is Drew Finnegan.
Drew Finnegan.
Either side. When you go back and watch film, you're going to see he's open. He's road grading on that offensive line. But yeah, in that, what people don't know is there's a lot of communication that has to happen from a team. That football, you just think you go up and you run a play. Oh, no. He's blocking here. He's blocking here. No. You got to communicate.
Drew is always talking.
He is the leader on the offensive line.
Or even
period.
On the defensive side, he's talking too. Yep. So
he makes all the calls of the blocking scheme. If they're checking to a different scheme,
yep.
He's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's my pick to click because he's also the guy on defense that's the communicator. He's it. He's the hub on both sides of the football. Drew Finnegan, my pick to click.
Okay.
Matthew Chinander, who is your inaugural Lisbon football versus West Branch football pick to click?
Senior captain.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Number 21.
In the playbook, number one in your hearts right next to Tony Rocha.
Matthew Shaver.
Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it when you call him Showtime. At home now, his parents are calling him Showtime. You know that, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He's uh-oh. Showtime. On the road
uh-oh.
And at home at the dinner table. Uh-oh. Showtime, what do you want for dinner?
What did you do?
How was your day, Showtime? See, I started it when this kid was doing stuff on the Fresnel football, and it just stuck. Showtime plays defense, too.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Not just from an offensive standpoint, but from a defensive side, too. I think he's gonna be very beneficial to the defense. So
you could say he's the last line of defense. At some points, which we don't want him to be.
No,
if he's
making tackles, that's not good. But
downfield, but he's going to be playing that cornerback position, and you know, for a little guy, he's pretty good at what he does.
I think
I like having
him
around.
He's my pick to click.
Your pick to click.
I'm sure
Showtime.
That won't be the last time I pick him.
Well, we'll let that stipulation go through. Matthew Chinander, of course, picks Matthew Shaver.
Yep.
As his pick to click, I went with Drew Man Finnegan, the bearded one, the mountain man. I mean, he's letting it grow in. Yeah. Matt Chenander is the bearded one. Drew's just a squirrel trying to get a nut on that tree, trying to learn his way around the beard tree.
Speaking of trees.
Oh, dear. So, that's a lot. I don't know how long we've been going here.
Well, hold on. So, we have to have people send in their pick-to-clicks, too.
You got to send your picks to click in. You know what? We had this idea, and I think in the next week or two, I want to make sure we can get permission for this because I think it's going to be kind of cool. Not just a shameless promotion of the website, but it's promoting West Branch football. We came up with this idea and this sort of a rendition of a window sticker, mm-hmm. you know, and we're going to sell them in years past, you've been buying window stickers for like $5. I think we're going to sell them maybe for $3.50 or $4, and it's not to make a profit. It's just for Bears football to be promoted a little bit on a few windows. It's going to be the original, the inaugural window sticker. So it could be a collector's item. Donruss trading, Beckett trading catalog, where catalogs all the values of baseball cards, is going to have that in there coming out at a value of $4.
Or three for 10.
Yeah. So that's going to, we have a design we'll probably put on the web. We'll break it on the website maybe in the next few days. You can check it out. If you like it, let us know. If you don't, it's too bad. That's probably going to be the design anyway. It's pretty simple. It's basically the logo that we have on the site.
People can, if you just go to West Branch, you just see
check it out.
Up there in the top left corner.
That's what it's going to be.
That'll pretty much be
We may put westbranchfootball.com along the outside, but we want to promote the football program. So you had the pick stick lick. You've had the score projections from us. We want to hear yours, as Matt has said. We've given you where to send those to. We've talked about the West Branch Football Bears. We've talked about the Lisbon Football Lions. We've talked about the coaches being good friends. And we've talked about this game actually being played at the Little Rose Bowl.
So like the second time that they've been there?
Two times.
Yep.
Two times. Let me show you two times because this is the second. So that's a lot. That's a lot, Matt. And a lot's going to happen this week coming up. And you're going to be able to get a lot of information and some new things we're going to break out this week on the website. I think we're going to be doing some video interviews and just kind of a preview with play-by-play man Stephen Grace live at practice, after practice. We're going to be doing the Hodge Construction prep profile, prep interview, player interviews before games. So why don't you talk about the scheduling and what's going to go on Friday night, you know, and then we'll just leave that. It's going to basically be the same schedule every Friday unless we move it up for thunder delays.
Right. let's hope not. Yeah. Knock on wood. If you're not able to, make it to the game, or you just want to listen while you're there, I guess that would work too. Just on the Bearcast, the broadcast will probably start around, probably 6:20, 6:25 or so, and kind of the normal introduction of the game, and then interview with Coach Peterson. We'll do our prep profile as well, and Stephen and Michael kind of give their thoughts on the Lisbon game and in the season and everything else, and then it's kickoff time. So
here we go.
Should be a good show.
Should be a good show if you're following the weather patterns, because weathermen are never wrong. Especially Matt's good friend, Kyle Mira. They're never wrong. And right now, I think, the last I checked, it said sunny and about 82 degrees on Friday. Is that staying the same? You're the weather guy here, so.
I'm seeing 75% chance of rain.
Even better.
But it's going to be only 75 degrees, so that'll be
nice. Even better.
Beautiful.
That 75% chance of rain has 100% chance of not happening during game time. So make sure you don't have to worry about your umbrellas and your ponchos and everything. Just show up, cheer for the Bears. And again, if you can't make it, geographically limited or other things, check us out. WestBranchFootball.com's Bearcast. Sponsored by a lot of different places.
And if you do go to the game and you want to listen to it afterwards too, it's always available on demand. Just go to the schedule page on the website. There's a little button that says game recap. And there's a bunch of stuff there, including video highlights, photos, stats, link to the on-demand version of the Bearcast, and a bunch of stuff.
And if you even want to watch it, if you're watching it live and you want to hear something on about a 5-second delay just to hear how they call the play. You're like, what just happened there? Yep. Huh? Did I see something? Mm-hmm. You can download, you can go right to the website and listen to it right from the website on your phone.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can either just go to westbranchfootball.com on your phone or download the Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R app. And just search for West Branch Football, and yeah. You're right there.
Or if you want to donate.
All of last season's on there. See, we also have Meet the Team Night on there as well. So
I don't know how long we've been going.
40 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Geezy, but we've talked about a lot in this 40 minutes. For this one, it gets better when you have the game to discuss. You've got a lot more. I mean, you got 48 minutes of action that you can discuss. You know, it's going to lengthen the podcast. You're lucky. You're welcome for that, by the way, in advance. But for now, I think that we can call it a day, pass in the songbooks, because it's over. That's my new one. Pass in the songbooks. That means it's over. But for now, we thank you for being around. And
Tiger's on and the Cubs are on, so.
Yeah, this you got to go.
That's our excuse.
This is Sunday and we're not going to hide it. We just got things we need to do that certainly aren't more important. But, you know, Matt thinks the Cubs are the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know what? I kind of watch him too. And when Tiger Woods is doing well, I want to do that too.
Yeah.
But I'm far more excited. I'm not even going to lie. You might be more excited about. I am far more excited about. We're 5 days away from football.
Only five.
So at the end of this.
That is exciting.
You know, there's a question that we want to be answered for this Friday night's for the game.
What?
If you're listening to this on Friday, there's going to be a question we want answered. And you've been listening to
the Talking Bear Football Podcast
on westbranchfootball.com. Take care, everyone. Here's your question.